We're now joined for our weekly midweek interview by the head coach of the Trenton Wrestlers and Charlie Bacon. We talk about the same thing all the time, every year at this time. You're happy for the kids that get through to state, and you kind of feel, as you said on the interview over last weekend when you talked with Dave Council, Coach Bacon, you feel heartbroken for the guys that didn't make it. But in the same sense, too, you had a lot of guys who were struggling midseason, and you had a lot of guys who I know you would be the first to say they should be feel really proud that they do feel so heartbroken because their improvement got them that close, and now they need to use that disappointment as fuel for next season, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, you look at the district tournament this year, it was full of ups, and it had its downs too. But as far as the upside goes, I look at, we had six kids that put themselves at least in the position to be in that final match to decide whether or not they're going to state. And it takes a lot of hard wrestling just to get to that point. And when I look at those six, five of them are young kids that are coming back, freshmen, sophomores, and that's just really encouraging to me when I look at those numbers and I see, you know, what the potential is there and what the future is for the program.
We talk about this all the time in sports, and we can use two really outstanding GRC basketball teams as just a case in point. Trenton girls lose to Hamilton in a real shocker in the district final last year, and we know the Trenton girls are good, but they've used that as just fuel to motivate themselves, and their focus has been outstanding. And the Milan boys lost to Van Far. I know Van Far won state, but Milan lost a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. That's a difficult loss for them, and they've used that as fuel. So in sports, I say this all the time, sometimes before you get where you want to go, you have to have your heart broken, because that really helps you get where you need to go.
It does. You know, it goes back to the old quote, sometimes you win and sometimes you learn. And I think, wrestlers just have that mentality that we learn more from our losses than we ever would a win, mm-hmm. and it's going to fuel our fire. I know guys like Bryce Gibbler, who he saw his season do a complete turnaround from last year, and that's going to be enough just to fire him up, and he's a self-motivated kid anyway. And Caleb Johnson is another, he's a freshman, and he is in the same boat. He got so close to the state tournament, and I think he surprised himself at how well he did at the district tournament. So those guys are all going to be hungry, and they're all going to work 10 times harder next year. And I look at another freshman, Caden Owen, who lost it was a heartbreaking match. It was came down to the final few seconds. But I guarantee you, Caden's going to go back to the drawing board, and he's going to start working for next year.
It sounds like if we do look at next year, you have some solid pieces coming back, some of them that are going to be really motivated because they came close and couldn't quite get to the state tournament. But it also sounds like that overall that your depth is going to improve here over the next couple of years, where you're going to be able to fill spots out more consistently. Do you get that feeling?
I do, yeah. I'm just really excited. I'm excited for the future of where we're headed, and I mean, look how many duels that we couldn't squeak out a win because we just didn't have the lineup filled, and I think that's going to be a big factor next year when we've got a full lineup or at least a lot closer to it. And I'm also getting kids that have some wrestling experience coming up from eighth grade, and I'm really excited. I think there's a lot of potential there.
I feel like if we look at the big picture here, Coach, that the way you wrestled against Chillicothe, you had 10 matches, you won six of them. A Chillicothe team that's sending, I think it's 9, it might be 10, into the Class 2 tournament, so they are loaded this year. And obviously you held their own, and you actually out-wrestled them, winning six of the 10 matches. And swatting a couple of upsets in there as well. I feel like that really gave this group good momentum going into districts.
I think it did too, and I was so thankful we got to have that duel. You know, it was a senior night, and it was the duel that we needed right before the district competition. And Caleb Johnson, he beat a kid who I saw qualified, and I think he either placed second or at least maybe first. I'm not sure, but I know for a fact he was a state qualifier in Class 2. So that's got to give those guys some reassurance and some positivity for next year coming back.
Let me ask you here before we get to the individuals that are going to state. You ended up in District 3, which kind of is more north central Missouri and down toward the river, and your Marcellines and I think Lexington and teams like that were there. District 4, who you wrestled, you know, teams like that a lot, that's where Gallatin went, and that was over at Lathrop. If you can compare and contrast, Coach, was it a break to get into District 3, or are they pretty even when you looked at the two?
I think they're pretty even. There may be a little more depth in the other district, but I think as far as dominant teams, they're pretty even. You know, we have the Marcellines and the Brookfields and the Father Toltons, but we didn't have the Gallatin team, which made a huge difference because they qualified, I think, 8 or 9 kids. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was a big deal. But, yeah, looking at our district, I think they were pretty even.
So, well, and we'll talk about him individually here in a second. Noah Lewis at 160, Mark Trump at 170, and, of course, Jaden at 195, Jaden Whitney. They all go to the state tournament, but they have a similar story going, and they all lost in the district finals, Coach. How much they like getting into state. How much are those losses for the three of them individually? How much is that going to motivate them for this weekend?
Well, I think it motivates them a lot. I know Jaden, we wrestled a kid that we'd beaten earlier in the season, and I think, you know, clearly he was upset about that loss, but Jaden's the kind of kid who takes that loss, he learns from it, and we go back to the drawing board, figure out what we did wrong, and we learn from it. And really, Noah and Mark are the same way. Noah, he's just been improving all season long. So every loss that he's had this season, he's learned something from it. And same way with Mark. Mark is just kind of learning how to score points, which has been his major kryptonite this year. Just learning how to score points and instead of just keeping a match close. So all three of these guys are extremely fired up and ready to go.
So Jaden Whitney, in about three and a half years, he's gone from a kid who has a ton of athletic ability, not a lot of wrestling experience, to one of the best wrestlers in the state, number one at times this year in his weight class. What can you say about his four-year career, Coach?
Well, very few wrestlers have been able to do what Jaden has done over, especially in that short time frame. I remember talking to him in the hallways when he was in an eighth grader, and I was trying to convince him that he was a wrestler, and he finally kind of came around, and I can't say enough positive things about Jaden. You know, he picked up his 150th career win as a THS wrestler, and that's a pretty elite group to be in. There's not many wrestlers that have stepped foot on the mat that have done that.
Been fun on the football season to watch Mark Trump develop as a running back for Coach Boswell and Coach Croy. He's tough-nosed, and it's tough to bring him down to the turf. How much does the way that he plays football and the way that he's hard-nosed, Coach, how much does that show up on the wrestling mat for Mark?
Well, a lot of that does carry over to the wrestling mat, and I think I'm still a believer that good football players make good wrestlers and vice versa. And Mark he is going to give you 100% every time he steps out on the mat. And he's really tough to score on. He does not like to give up points. And that's probably Mark's biggest, his biggest positive point.
So does he kind of wrestle, because he doesn't like giving up points, does he like to wrestle conservatively, and then if he sees that opening, he's ready to pounce on it? Is that kind of his strategy?
Yeah, I think Mark, he doesn't get in a hurry. He's very patient, and if you look at a lot of his scores, they're either really close or we win by pin because we've seized an opportunity. We were patient, and we kind of wait for a kid to slip up. And Mark's going to throw you to your back and pin you if you're not ready for it.
And Noah Lewis, we haven't talked a ton about Noah throughout the season, but at 160, how good of a weekend did he have in getting to the championship match in District 3, Coach?
He had a great weekend, and I think everything was in place for this district tournament for him to do good things. And just even the lead up to it, you know, he just kept winning and getting more motivation and more positivity. And he, by the time district rolled around, his confidence was up, and he knew that he could not only be a state qualifier, but maybe a district champion. And we came really close to that goal. We lost by 2 points in the district final, but I just can't say enough good things about the way Noah's been wrestling lately.
The exciting thing, and we know that Jaden is one of the guys who's capable of winning a state championship at 195, certainly, but I feel like with Noah and Mark, you put Jaden in there too, you got three guys who are going to state that all have the expectation, if not the capability, of meddling this weekend.
Yeah, and that's the mindset. Anything can happen at state. Even if you're at the beginning of the season, if you're not a guy that's on people's radar, that doesn't matter now, because this is the postseason, and you see upsets all the time as well. And I know Noah and Mark both are going to go and surprise some kids who maybe they weren't on their radar earlier in the season. And Jaden, he's just got to keep doing what he has been doing the whole season. And that's the goal. Bringing back three medals has always been our mentality. We don't just go for the, just for the experience. We like to bring back some hardware.
To me, the most fun events I cover, and I saw this a little bit on Saturday with the difference, and I didn't spend a lot of time at South Harrison Saturday, but you get all the schools of the GRC there, and we kind of talked about it with the GRC wrestling tournament, the different letter jackets, all the different schools in the conference, and to get that many different letter jackets and different schools, and the whole state coming together to Columbia, all four classes for boys, and class one for girls. That's what makes the people that go and attend this weekend, that's what they come back with, just how fun of an event it is, because the place is packed with all the different people that are cheering for their different schools.
It is, and when February rolls around, it brings back so many good memories for me, from when I was even a little kid watching the high schoolers going down the state, to when I participated in it, to when I coached in it, and it's always been the same. Wrestling fans are super passionate about what they do, and it's just it's a cool atmosphere that you'll never forget once you've seen it.
Coach Smith down at Mizzou, too, and I think there's a correlation between the two. High school wrestling in Missouri it's been rolling at a really high level for the last 20 years, and the Mizzou wrestling program, it's rolled right along with it, and I have no question that he's probably going to be poking around there looking to see what sort of talent's going to be on the Mizzou Arena floor this weekend.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence that it is held at the Mizzou Arena and it is in Columbia, because I think Coach Smith he's really good about letting teams come into the practice room, which is also a really cool experience for the high schoolers. And I know he attends all of the sessions and he's watching. So, because of him and several other factors, I agree, Missouri wrestling is pretty tough right now, as tough as it has been.
Yeah, absolutely. When do you guys head off to Columbia, Coach? We're recording this on Tuesday. You're heading out about noon on Wednesday?
Yep, noon on Wednesday.
And thank the good Lord, temperatures are supposed to be in the 40s on Wednesday and Thursday. It might get up to 50 in Columbia.
Yeah, and that is good timing, because we definitely don't want to be driving on icy roads.
No, absolutely. We won't mention what's in the forecast then for Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, we'll hope that blows over, maybe.
we're going to ignore that part of the forecast right now. Coach, best of luck to you and the guys down in Columbia this week, and congrats on the success last Saturday.
Oh, thanks, Tom, and I appreciate the coverage of the season.